Well, I'm in no hurry to upgrade because I don't want to spend the money, and I really, really still love my 705. If there was something in particular my 705 didn't do, some itch it didn't scratch or some thing I needed, then I might consider selling it and ponying up the extra money for that. But I'm real happy with the 705. There's just really nothing it doesn't do for me, so I just hold on to that. I was playing around with the 7300 a bit over. I got my HF antenna all tricked out, working really nice, better than ever. And so I was playing around a bit. The bands were pretty good, and they were really crowded and congested with the contest and all that, so I got to see how it performed under those circumstances. And 7300 leaves a little bit to be desired as far as, you know, narrowing things down and throwing things out, you know, cutting things out, but not as good as my best radios. But wasn't bad. It held its own, really did. For a guy like me who's mostly, you know, pretty, you know, apathetic and casual about it, honest to God, as much rig as I really need. And 705 is just, you know, the problem is the 10 watts, or otherwise I'd just run that. But, you know, and it's a little small, you know, for home use. 7300 is just big enough to you know, be able to tool around a little bit. Cool stuff. I wouldn't mind a bigger, more significant rig at some point, but I'm in no hurry. I'm gonna wait until I get a real shack set up instead of just a spot in the corner of a room, you know, that's kind of makeshift. If I get a real nice workbench and a real nice shack set up at some point, then you know, then maybe I'll be looking at 7610s or something else. How about a 7760? Does that sound like I need one of those?